Just sinking into your own experience now of you, your energy, your body. Yes, your light and your soul consciousness and all of that, but the body, the emotional body. The mental body. Letting the mind, as we breathe here, as we gather ourselves and one another in to the sacred space of our joining, just allowing the mind to be as it is. If it is fluttery or scattered, active or dull, it matters not really. The aspects of your being that we work with, that we call forth in one another, these are so far beyond the little human mind. We don't actually have to be as concerned about what the human mind is doing, especially in these contexts. Allowing the breath to be the invitation, the doorway, the pathway. That deep, slow, oceanic pulse that will just naturally soften. It will effortlessly soothe and quiet. It will harmonize and balance. For as a part of you, we might say, sinks in right now, there is another part of your being that rises up right now. Yes. Yes. No effort required here, Master. Not right now. Don't waste your energy fuddling around with the little human mind, scampering around after it. Like it's a naughty little puppy. There are times when effort is absolutely required. There are times when the fullness of your attention, the purity of your intention, are absolutely required. But it is not right now. The group configuration feels more spacious now. And that is for two primary reasons. The first is, of course, the addition of, let's just say new people coming forth and interacting with their energetics and their frequencies. And so the group energetic as a whole, as a pattern in the field, of course, it's going to shift. The other reason that things are feeling a little bit more spacious right now is because there is a significant number of you, of us, that have gone through shifts, it's more like a deconstruction relative to your sense, your beliefs around, perhaps for some it will be around guides, guidance. You're having now the more integrated lived experience of the reality that what on some levels and from some perceptual standpoints we experience as being our guides, they are actually just aspects of you. It is aspects of you that for whatever reason you're not ready to, or you're not wanting to integrate fully. Own. Some have been questioning whether or not it continues to behoove you to hang on to particular personality constructs, let's say, in the unseen realms. Identified, individuated beings. You might have said, is there a higher truth that I can connect to? Is there a pure connection with Source? Just a direct connection to Source? Then this. It's not right or wrong. It's simply, is there a more expanded configuration here? One that more purely represents my alignment with Source. No one else, no thing else. A lot of things will drop away, actually, in that. If we go for just the purity of that, you can feel that. In some cases, long-cherished beliefs, understandings, little energetic touch points and go-tos, they are going to fall away. And so some of all of that has been happening. And some of us are out of our comfort zones a little bit. Feeling a little less held and buffered than we used to. Bravo to you, bravo to you. If you are feeling outside of your comfort zone right now, if you have questioned and released or even not fully released, sometimes that's not even necessary. Because again, it's not, a lot of this is not good or bad necessarily. Perhaps you have simply, you've got a more spacious connection to or hold to some of these beliefs, these identities, beings that you were connecting with. So we are again in a time where on the surface, it appears that there is a bit of a lull in the world around us. There is a lot going on within us now. That's almost laughably inadequate as a descriptor for what is probably going on in our individual lives, in your individual life. Your relationship configurations, your what's going on with your physical body. Emotions, family stuff. One of the things that is happening is there is a reconfiguring of the greater pattern, the macro patterns in the field. Let me see if I can express this the way that I can feel it. There's a reconfiguring of the macro patterns of masculine and feminine. And that would then extrapolate or step down to male and female, the more we get into the third, fourth dimensional bandwidths. And that is happening, of course. We need only look out, dare, if we dare, to look at a piece of mainstream news, to see that that is absolutely happening now, to the at times ludicrous extreme. But this is, and a lot of that you must know, is manufactured to, you know, to keep your linear mind discombobulated and distract and all of that kind of thing. But there is actually a reconfiguring of this, and what does this mean for you then? You as a master of light on this path, assisting in this great awakening and upliftment of this planet. Before we transcend the duality of masculine and feminine, because that from where it expresses as duality, that of course has its roots in the realms of duality and polarity, the third and fourth dimensional bandwidths primarily. We are ultimately going to transcend that, as many of us know. On the road to that, besides that, very much is where we are. We're on the road. I call it the bridging time. So on the road to that, that means that we are going to endeavor to embody the sacred aspects of masculine and or feminine. And we're not going to get into the vagaries of, well, you're expressing through a female body, therefore you must, you know, embody and dive into the sacred feminine all of the time. We're not even going to get into that. Just what is arising? What is arising within you authentically? And at times as a response to what is happening outside of you. Is it a more masculine energetic that is arising within you? Impulse? Well then, purify that, make it a sacred masculine. Anchor in the divine, and the sacred, the balanced, the exalted aspects of that. And catch yourself. Because of course, I mean, we'd love to sit here and say, oh, I'm going to be the perfect embodiment of sacred masculine, sacred feminine, la la la, amen. We know that that's not going to happen all the time. So, what comes up right now as the message is just notice. Because the defiled aspect of masculine or feminine that would arise within you is coming, I promise you, from your conditioned mind, from the conditioned human aspects, meaning the programmed human construct. Just notice. Sometimes that is the best that we can do. That is the best that the Master of Light in human form can do. As if we get destabilized, if we move into unskillful means, just notice as soon as possible and then alchemize it. Get back into that alignment and make what reparations are necessary. So as we move along, yes, of course, we're wanting to alchemize the wounded or defiled masculine and feminine aspects that arise. The key here, so you can imagine perhaps that you're walking along a corridor, or perhaps actually what feels a little bit better for me, and this is, you know, perhaps walking along a wooded path. Just keep walking. If a wounded and masculine aspect arises outside of you, there's a lot of wounded masculine expressing itself and being sort of engineered and fomented artificially at times on the planet right now. Of course, that has been the case for countless thousands of years, we know that. But there are lots of opportunities to see representations of wounded masculine. So we might notice something like that. We might notice a wounded feminine aspect of self. Don't hold so tightly to it. This is going to be key here. Just keep walking, but notice. Because now we come to the alchemical part. And this is why we've been working on what we've been working on, Master. Your own connection with Source. Your own anchoring in the heart of your lighted beingness. And our group configuration, that we work together, we support each other, we will amplify your intention to alchemize. Even as you show up in the blazing configuration of fire and light to help me in mine. Just keep walking and know that your awareness here, what I say, just notice, that means your awareness, presence meaning your attention, and then the knowing that those two are going to activate that alchemical process. As you notice, you are clearing. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy peasy and you're going to be like a big blue karmic bug zapper light. It's going to be that quick and easy. Some aspects might need to clear through the body. You might notice them come up again and again. Such is the process. We know this. We know this. If we've been on this path for a while, we know this. Of working something through from the standpoint of the human construct. But again, the message now is hold all of that loosely. Notice, but don't wear it, as it were. be good to think about what would embodiment of sacred feminine, the divine feminine, what would those qualities be? Do I see them now? In the earth, in nature? In myself? And what would the qualities be of the divine masculine? Sacred, empowered masculine? Strong and clear and aligned and generous of spirit. And can I notice that in myself? Can I expand that in myself? Can I notice that around me? There is an attempt, as is, we could almost say this every week, there is an attempt, a concerted attempt, to obfuscate, confuse, mix up, almost swap polarities. Around this, now again, we are moving into bandwidths of frequency and dimensional expression that are beyond the extreme polarity. And that is why I say we're getting the image and the message today to just keep walking through this forest path, noticing. The intention to embody, explore, anchor, and expand the sacred aspects, and simultaneously at times to alchemize the wounded or defiled aspects. It is almost, I think, probably challenging for our current time human mind to really imagine what these bandwidths are going to be like wherein we transcend the extreme polarity and duality around masculine and feminine, male and female. And so we don't need to get our little mental knickers in a knot around it right now. The embodiment of the sacred aspects, the embracement of both, as essential aspects of the fullness of our being, that will lead us effortlessly to our next experiences of that bandwidth. As it becomes something that will be new to us. Just breathing. When you are in alignment, you are helping to alchemize the planet, the earth itself, the energy points, the energy lines. True organic grid lines that run in the earth, as a part of the body, and also what we sometimes refer to as grids and crystalline grids, which perhaps roughly would be equivalent to, we could say, our energy bodies around our physical bodies. And that the true organic earth grid lines would be akin to, let's say, our meridian systems in the body. So that is the power that you have when you are in alignment, Master. And especially when you are in a high energy point on the earth, sometimes we don't know that exactly, but you can have a picture of that. You then co-create with the earth, you partner with the earth, as it were, and you create a sort of nodal point. And then your alchemical processes that are, as we've said over and over and over again, a lot of times they're just naturally or effortlessly occurring. These alchemical processes now. You are at the point where the light that you are, the light that you embody, and your connection to greater groups and grids and fields and energetic patterns in the field. You got a lot of energetic weight, let's say. You bring a lot to the party. You bring a lot to the light party. So that is happening too. It is so interesting. What I sometimes call Team Dark. The beings that are making mischief in the realms of diminished light. They keep trying to wreak such havoc, and they do, no doubt, I get that. But we then just level up. We adapt, we level up, and then we express at higher and more complex frequency bandwidths than what they're able to anticipate. So this is starting to come online more. Because as you know, a lot of this is earth focused. A lot of the distortion patterns now being run do have to do with the earth, as we know, and nature. And so it is actually very important. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. If you feel drawn to do more with it, you will do more with it. And I know that we as a group are going to do more with it as well. Just know that that is happening as well. Wow, so did we start off saying, it looks like not much is going on right now. But actually some pretty massive and archetypal work is being done by us, by you. All love to you for the work that you are doing. Deep bows to your strong spirit and your pure heart. Just keep going.